God. Again, we thank the Lord for our Minister Rosa Booker, who will be ministering the Word of God. Minister Booker, I want you to let go and let God allow the Lord to just bless you, and I know He will. And at this time, I'm going to present to you all Minister Rosa Booker. Minister Rosa, are you there? Praise God, Minister Rosa. Hallelujah. My God. I'm going to go ahead and unmute this line, and let me see if I can see that she's there. She was there a moment ago. All right, hold just a second. Minister Rosa, are you there?
I am.
Praise God. Okay. Well, we had to unmute everybody because once I muted everyone, I didn't find you anymore. But you go ahead. It's okay. You go ahead. I want you to minister the Word of God. But what I am going to ask, every one of you except Minister Rosa, would you please go ahead and please mute your lines? Amen. Go ahead and do that yourself this time so that when she's, as she's ministering the word, that she can minister freely. And we just believe, God, that whatever God has for us tonight, it is for us. So, Minister Rosa, you may begin at this time.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you for inviting me to the line tonight. And I'm just say hello to everyone on the line. God is good and worth it to be praised. So we're going to pray, and then we're going to go ahead with the leading of the Holy Spirit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank and praise you, God. Bless and glorify you for who you are, the wonderful, magnificent God that you are. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for everyone on the prayer line, God, asking that you speak through my vocal cords and bring forth your word as you would have it to come. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to be looking at some scriptures. I don't necessarily have a main topic, but we're going to be talking about a few scriptures. I would say probably the discussion is going to come out of 1 John 2:16, and it reads, it's going to be from 2:16 to 2:17, 2:15 to 2:17, and it reads, this is out of the King James. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So when we're talking about these scriptures, we're mainly on 2:16, First John 2:16. It says, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Now that's what the world operates by. And so when we talk about the world system, it's contrary to the system that God has in place for his people. But there are some attractions, because if it were not attractions to it, there would not be a temptation to people. So the scripture says in 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, to shine upon them. So when we talk about the fact that the people are blind, it's because they're looking, or Satan is pretty much leading them. So they're blind, they can't see. They can't see like born-again believers can see. They are leaning to their own understanding and making deals or whatever they're doing. They're not consulting with God, but they're taking upon themselves, hoping, as they would say in the world, get lucky. But we know as born-again believers, there's blessings and there are curses. There's no being lucky. So as for our part, you know, we are not to become frustrated with those who don't see things the way we see them. Because before we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we were blind as well. So we couldn't see like we see now. We're not talking about so much with the natural eyes. We're talking about we're seeing through the Spirit. God is leading us when we become his own. So, but Satan blinds the minds of the unbelieving to prevent them from seeing the illuminated light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. And that's so exciting to me about born-again believers. We have a light, and our light should shine brightly. It's not to be put under a bushel, but it is to sit high so that we can shine brightly for those who can't see, so that for those who are blind. What I mean by blind, they're not talking about necessarily walking around, can't see with your eyes. They're just saying that they're not allowing the Lord to have his place in their life. They're trying to do things on their own. So when you do that, you get caught up with the lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh is what the body desires. It's not a normal thing. You know we need to eat, get some sleep, and those kind of things. But when you talk about the lust of the flesh, it's a strong desire that if you're not grounded and rooted in the Lord Jesus Christ, it can pull you in a direction that you don't want to go in. So it's important that we stay connected and grounded and rooted in the Lord, because though we are born again, there are still temptations that we face. So while we're sometimes not as involved in the Word of God as we should, we'll find out that we become weak. And when you become weak, then you are subject to the enemy, and as he can have some, I guess you could say, some control to some degree over you. But God is our Heavenly Father, and Jesus is our advocate. So to stay strong in the Word of God, we have to open it up, read it, meditate on it, and let that Word just be our path that we follow. It's what's guiding us. And then that way, we can steer away from so much of what flesh wants and what flesh desires. So that's what we're talking about, the lust of the flesh. And then the Word talks about lust of the eyes. It's not only things that we see physically with our eyes that can draw us away if we're not careful or lead us in the wrong direction, but it's when we begin to imagine or put our mental assent on it, begin to meditate on that, things that we see, things that we imagine. Because if you imagine something long enough and you have these strong desires, it can pull you into a direction that you don't want to go. So that's why it's important that we stay rooted in the Word of God. So we've talked about the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and now the pride of life. Now, with the pride of life, it's meaning sinful desires again, which bring attention to self. You know, some people God has blessed tremendously, and they have had great accomplishment. But then we have to give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise of whatever it is that he has done or is doing in our lives. But when you begin to become boastful, and that's what the world does, they'll boast about what I did. Everything is about I did it myself. But we know as born-again believers, we can brag, and nothing wrong with bragging, but we're going to be bragging about what Jesus has done for us and what he is doing for us. Because we know that we can't do anything apart from Jesus. We know how he takes care of us and how he protects us. You know, even the small things, large things, small things, all things. And I thank God, because as we continue to give him first place in our life, that's what he wants. We give him first place. And so everything becomes, your focus becomes, rather, focus on him for everything. You know, just imagine you go to the supermarket. You can be just that close with the Lord. And you look at something and like, I want this bag of oranges. But how do I know they're good? I know what they're going to cost me, but how do I know they're good? I'm beginning to just depend on the Lord for things like that. Just the other day, I wanted to buy some fruit. I had bought some before, but I picked them up, and this is what I said. I said, Lord, I hope these are some good oranges. And that was it. I got home. They were not good oranges. Then I went to the store the next time. I said, Lord, which bag should I buy? Where's the good orange? And I just had this, like, I had my hands going down, but I wasn't going to pick the bag that I just felt like I needed to pick. But I had asked him. And so I went on and picked the bag I thought he would lead me to pick. Got home and ate them. They were so good and sweet. So it's things like that. They don't have to be big things when we talk about, you know, allowing the Spirit to lead us. God wants to lead you in everything. All we have to do is just ask him. Ask him, Lord, what should I buy? Or what should I do about this? Or I think I should do this. But what do you say about it? Those are the kind of things that we can do, and God just loves that. Sometimes we feel like we might be, you know, asking him for little things, and that's not that important. But if it's important to you, it is important to God. So that's how I'm learning to walk this Christian life. Don't get it right all the time, because sometimes, like a lot of us, we be in a rush and we don't take the time to even ask God at that moment. But if we learn how to just depend on him about everything totally, it's amazing how it would just, life would be so much better, even for the small things, even for the sweet oranges. Amen. So God is a good God. You know, he loves us so much that he sent his only begotten son into a cruel world. World didn't care anything about him, just to make himself available to us. He doesn't force himself on us, but he makes himself available to us anytime. So that's when we connect ourselves to him and we just walk in his. But God loves us so much. His love is certainly greater than ours. Our love is, we're trying to love, and we're learning how to love, because only Christ can teach us how to love. But he has a love for us like we can't even imagine. And so when we remember, and that's why it's so important for us to remember what Jesus has done for us at the cross, how he has redeemed us, how he has set us free. We were in bondage, but then Jesus has set us free. I mean, he loves us so much. So take the time and just spend time with him. Just talk to him, even while you drive your vehicle. It doesn't have to always be in a certain position, but as our heart in a position to listen to what he has to say. He'll let you know if you're going too fast. He'll let you know if something dangerous up the road. When we get to that point where we just totally relying on him, it will make all the difference in our lives. So I encourage you to connect to him even more so. And he would guide you throughout the day. We don't have to walk around in fear, even though fear is all out there in this world. But see, we belong to Christ. So we are mindful of situations. You know, we're to seek God for guidance on where to go, what to do, and all of that, because he will take care of us. He's the only one who can really take care of us. You know, things we don't see, God sees everything. So I just wanted to share that with you, that, you know, those who are blind, they're following the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and pride of life. They think they have it all made, and they really don't, because those things are going to pass away. But what's going to remain is our connection to the Lord Jesus, because we have eternal life. What we're living down here doesn't compare to what it's like in heaven. But we want to stay here for as long as the Lord will have us here to do the things that he has called us to do. And he's called each of us to do something. Our calls aren't the same, but he has a calling, a purpose for your life. And so all you have to do is ask him what it is. He'll give you that desire, that passion of what he wants you to do. So we don't have to be concerned about somebody else doing something and we feel like that should be us. Ask the Lord. And there's plenty to be done. So he will guide you into what to do. But whatever you do, consult him and let him just love on you. Because in the time that we live in now, we need the Lord more than we've ever needed him. But just take time to just spend with him. You know, he went through all that we're going through or ever go through. Christ has already done. So he can relate to us. Okay, he can relate to us. You remember in Matthew when Satan was trying to tempt him. And we don't have time to read all that tonight, but I'll just read a little bit of it, but you're familiar with this. It says, this is Matthew chapter 4. I'm reading it verses. It goes but from 4:1 to about 11, but we'll stop in a few minutes because I realize the time. It says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward a hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Well, see, Jesus don't have to prove himself to anybody. But this is how Satan comes after him. And that's how he comes after us. But he answered and said, it is written. That's why we need to read the word of God, for it is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taking him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And again the devil taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt bow down and worship me. Then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Well, we did get through all of it. But that's how his approach was. And our approach has to be open up our mouths and speak the word of God and let the word of God stand for us. In these evil times in which we live now, we need the word of God. And we will, as the word says, yield not to temptation, because temptation will come, but yield not to temptation. Well, I hope you've been blessed. I thank you for the opportunity. And we're near and close now, but shall we pray? I have some names on I have in front of me, and we'll be praying. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we come to say thank you. Thank you for your word, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, that you guide us and you watch over, you take care of us, Lord. Father God, that you just keep us, Father God, safe and protected. You bless our families, God, and continue to show yourself strong, Lord. And Father God, we're on a prayer list, God, we're going to be praying for Trustee Marcus Vick, Lord God, praying, God, that you continue to heal his body, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for that, God. Father, we're praying for Trustee Terry Reed right now, and in the name of Jesus, Father God, we believe in you healing his body. Father God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Father, we give you all the glory and the praises for it. Deaconess Mary Brown, thank you, Lord Jesus. We believe you for full restoration of her body in Jesus' name. Brother Cleo Brown, Sister Tracy Brown, Avery, LaShawn Johnson, Sister Virginia Monroe, Father God, Sister Helen Miller, Sister Gerda Allen. Still pray for Reverend McKenzie, Lord Jesus. And we pray for everybody on this prayer line, Lord Jesus, that you continue to meet our every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father God, we know, Father, when you are for us, who dare be against us? And we thank you, God, and we bless you and glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that powerful word today. And I just praise God for enlightening us with the word of God, because the word of God is going out, but it doesn't go back to him void, but it will accomplish that it's set out to do. Praise God. Let's just take a minute. Just everybody on this line, come on, let's praise God. Let's give him the thanks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's
Hallelujah.
Go give God
thank
the praise.
You,
praise
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we
thank
you
Jesus.
Tonight. We praise
thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Just give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy of the praise. Glory, glory, glory to your name, O God. We praise you, God. We thank you. We thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this prayer line tonight. We bless you, Lord God. We will bless you at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our our mouth, God. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. For your goodness and your mercy. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, again, thank you, Minister Rosa. Thank you for ministering the powerful word of God, just letting us know that God wants us to walk in the Spirit, because if we walk in the Spirit, we won't fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Jesus wants us to depend on him, because we can depend on him. Hallelujah. And we trust him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, all our might. He will not fail us. Hallelujah. He's always available for us. And we thank you. Thank you so much for ministering the word of God tonight and just reminding us how important it is to stay connected to the Lord. Glory to God.
Lord.
So also I want to thank everybody that's on this prayer line tonight. Mm-hmm. Praise God. I want to also thank you for going ahead and you muted your own line tonight. And I thank you because everything went well. And I do appreciate you all for just calling in and your faithfulness.
Yes.
And we just praise God for you. We trust that you'll continue to be blessed. We trust that all that you need is will be done, because the Lord gives us everything that we need, because he promised to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So again, I say thank you all. God bless you. And I will look forward to seeing you in prayer on Sunday at the Peaceful Baptist Church, second Sunday. Praise God. And that prayer is beginning at 10:30 a.m. So God bless you. We love you. And I know Pastor Boldy loves you too, but the Lord loves you more. Remember, look to the hills from which cometh your help. All of your help will come from the Lord. And with that said, I'm going to say good night and be blessed.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
They were at Lynchburg Hospital today. This Pastor Bolden and Lady B. Bolden.
Oh. That's someone from
visiting one of the Diggins.
Oh.